Good evening. I'm Joe Delery, as most of you know. Father had asked me, as a St. Louis Medallion recipient, to say a few things about St. Rita, what brought me here, and so forth. I've got a lot of things to say, so sit back, relax, call, order food out, whatever. Anyway, St. Rita Church and St. Rita School both have had profound significance in my life. Growing up in this neighborhood, I knew both very well. I was baptized in this church many years ago. I did my first communion, first confession, and confirmation in this big, beautiful church. Amazingly, it still stands after having put up with me. I attended our school from kindergarten until the end of my fourth grade year. So having said this, you can see that a proper foundation was laid for a young Catholic kid, a roadmap to guide me on my life's journey, or through my life's journey. I need to deviate for a second and tell you about an essay written by the great American author Mark Twain. The particular essay was included as part of the book Life on the Mississippi. It's called Two Ways of Seeing a River. This allowed Mr. Twain to offer lessons in perspective. He skillfully described what meaning the river had for him as a child, then later as an adult. The perspectives were very vastly different. They each had relevance to the individual, the child Mark Twain and the adult Mark Twain. Though the differences were many, there was still a basic commonality, the river. That's your literary lesson for today. Now back to me. Over the years, it seemed that I always took the other route, the routes of my own choosing, and not the divine routes I was given by my parish priest and the school nuns. Something changed in me. I was becoming the prodigal son. I knew better than the Catholic mentors I had. I was a master and commander of my own ship. I was invincible and almost brilliant. After a few years with this mindset, I found myself wandering through the proverbial desert, just like one of Moses' followers, but without Moses. I had no clear direction toward my faith. My spiritual development was stunted and stagnant. I had forgotten my way to the sanctuary of God's home. It seems that somewhere along my journey, I had left the church. Fast forward about 40 years and my life changed by way of a moment of desperation, a chance encounter with a very holy and spiritual man, a priest in another parish. He offered me reconciliation, instilled hope, and taught me the lessons of God's love and salvation. When this priest passed away, my world changed again. I entered into another journey to find God's peace, love, and comfort. Well, as Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again, since I walked back into the church of my childhood. There on the altar was this young priest who really demonstrated his faith and belief, not only in words, but in action. He showed true care and concern for his flock. He offered well-thought-out words in homilies that touched my heart and soul. This priest reminded me that God didn't leave me an orphan. God had made me one of his own. These actions were the great motivation to see this beautiful church for what it is. God's loving home filled with safety, warmth, and beautiful treasures, and a really fantastic paint job. Thank you. Back to Mark Twain. As a young person attending this church, I saw it as a meeting place, not to meet God, but rather to meet my school friends. If my friends were not here, the church just seemed like a big, sterile, cavernous structure occupied by solemn adults not interested in fun and games. I never really saw it as God's dwelling because in the mind of my young child, it was a playground of sorts for me and my friends. A place with lifeless statues, really colorful glass, and an organ right out of Captain Nemo's Nautilus in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. My playground that God would occasionally visit when I wasn't there. As an adult, my perspective changed. I now saw a place filled with living statues constantly reminding me of my faith and the true presence of God. I see the glorious details of the biblical passages, the saints and the sacraments in the stained glass windows. The rose window as a constant reminder of our dear Blessed Mother's love. The heavenly sounds of sacred music as it originates from our grand and majestic organ. Add the voices of our own choir and I feel the presence of the angels. Just like Mark Twain, as I have aged, I have come to realize that it is possible to see a church in different ways. Take the time to see this church in a different way. Recognize that there are so many beautiful treasures within this house of God. Look around. See these beautiful treasures for yourselves. You don't have to look very far. Just look to your right, your left, in front, and behind. There in the pews are the most beautiful treasures of all, each one of you. You are God's beautiful treasure. You are God's living proof of His divine love. You are the reason for His presence in the sacred place. You, my Catholic family, are the reason I have chosen this place as my home with God. Saint Rita is truly an important part of my life. She is a patron saint of impossible cases, difficult marriages, and parenthood. I submit the following propositions. I'm a St. Louis Medallion recipient, despite my early rebellion. That takes care of impossible cases. My beautiful wife and I just celebrated our 31st anniversary, despite the years of separation as a result of Hurricane Katrina. That takes care of difficult marriages. And finally, my wife and I have been blessed with two beautiful daughters who succeeded despite having me for a dad. That takes care of parenthood. In conclusion, I have each of you as cherished treasures in my life. Thank you.